They are here to execute and lead within the guidance that you've given them. The biggest lie that the world has continued to tell you over and over again is that men are supposed to lead. Men are not supposed to lead, okay? In a way, yes, that can be true, but it's being very, very misinterpreted. So think about it like this. A man is the CEO of the company, and the woman is the owner of the company. So yeah, the CEO is making the decisions, they're doing the day-to-day work, they're being the boss. The owner is probably not going in there bossing people around, they're not saying, oh, this needs to get done, you need to do this, you need to do that. Oftentimes, the CEO tells the owner things that are going on, and the owner pretty much just says, okay, sounds good, right? But the owner still calls the shots. Like, at the end of the day, if the CEO is not managing the company the way that the owner likes, the owner is going to remove them and find someone else. So as the woman, you are actually the visionary. You are actually the leader in the relationship. The man will lead in the day-to-day execution of these things, but he's really there to help create and execute your vision as a woman. Being a visionary means that you can still surrender to your man. You can still surrender to his leadership, right? Just like the owner of the company surrenders to the CEO. They're not micromanaging everything the CEO does. They have their vision. They've communicated that to the CEO. The CEO understands that, and they surrender and allow the CEO to manage the day-to-day operations. So it doesn't mean that you can't surrender to your man. It doesn't mean that you can't allow your man to lead the way, but with your vision in mind, okay? You need to be set on that vision, and you need to know where the family is going, where this is going, where the future is going. You need to have that responsibility, and you need to be firm on that, and he will pick up on that, and he will lead the way for you. So the reason you're probably really frustrated in your love life is because you're waiting for him to do something. You're waiting for him to take the lead, or you're waiting for him to take control. And if he's trained properly, if he's already in tune with you, and if you're very firm on your vision, chances are you won't even have to tell him anything. Like, he will naturally just do the things that you want him to do, right? But the reason you may be feeling so stressed out is because you're waiting for him to initiate the process. And he probably won't, okay? Men are not natural born leaders the way women are. Women are born with the ability to have multiple levels of thinking and have empathy towards others. So women used to be in charge, actually. The reason that they're not in charge is because I think that certain men got jealous and they used the one advantage they do have, which is their physical strength, to sort of take the power away. But as we're seeing now, more and more women are coming into wealth. More and more women are remembering how powerful they are. But the only problem is that we're still not fully stepping into our power as visionaries, as leaders. And we think that it's like some competition that we have to lead in the way that men have led, by domineering and dominating others and telling people what to do and punishing them when they don't do the right thing. But that's not the way a woman leads, and I'm gonna tell you exactly how it works in this video. So men lead on the physical plane, and women lead on the spiritual plane, or the mental plane, whatever you want to interpret it as. So the way a woman leads is not the same way that a man leads. And that is what has you confused, because women are expecting men to lead on the physical plane, but the women are not leading on the spiritual plane. And so you can't get the man to do what you want him to do because you're not using your power. You're not using your mind. You're just sitting and waiting for him to do something, but he's waiting for you to initiate the process. So that doesn't mean that you're gonna have to tell him what to do verbally. Oftentimes it means that you have to set that expectation within your mind. So you need to be firm and confident within yourself. A woman that is not confident within herself cannot lead, right? If she is not sure about what she wants, she cannot lead. So as a woman, your duty is to get clear on your vision, get clear on what you want for yourself, what you want for your future husband or partner, what you want for your future children, what you want for the future of the earth, okay? You have to think big because that is your role. Then from there, you will naturally attract the man that's going to facilitate that process for you. The reason why women get so burned out doing things that men do is because that's not what you're supposed to be doing. You're not supposed to be competing with men for their jobs or competing with men for their role. You're supposed to be leading them and guiding them along the way. That is why a woman is able to carry and birth a child, because a woman is supposed to decide whether or not a man is worthy enough to have their children be born, right? You can't really have a child without the consent of a woman, but you don't really need a man's consent to have a child, right? So that is why you have to step into your power and you have to realize truly what your role is on this planet. Your role is to guide men. It is to make the world a better place. You won't always have to necessarily do everything that they're doing, and you won't have to always necessarily communicate it to them, because a lot of the work that you're gonna do is on the mental plane. It's building your own confidence from the inside out. It's knowing who you are. It's knowing that no man can validate you. You can only validate yourself, and then the man that you attract is going to reflect to you how you feel about yourself. All right, that's why we see women that are insecure attract toxic men. Women that are confident attract healthy masculine men. Me, when I was operating from insecurity and I wasn't tapped into my power and I was looking for validation outside of myself, I only attracted men that would lie to me or cheat on me or use me for my body, right? Now, I'm confident, I know who I am, I know my position in this world, and I don't need a man to validate that, because most men are not going to admit to this, right? They're not gonna say like, yeah, women are supposed to lead us, because they're really tied to their ego. That is the issue why they've been abusing women for so long. It's because they have such a firm ego and they're not able to do what's best for the world. They can only do what's best for their ego. And that is why you have to sort of train them to act in the way that they're supposed to act based off of your vision. But if you let them run rampant and you're looking to them for guidance, the world becomes chaos. Your life is going to become chaos. When the man is in charge and he's in charge on his own, like he doesn't have the ultimate guidance of a woman in his life, he's very dangerous, okay? He can wreak havoc in his world. Every relationship that you see where the woman has no power within herself, it's not a happy family, okay? The happy families that you see are the ones where the men understand happy wife, happy life. Because they understand deep down that, okay, this woman, I'm supposed to listen to her. I'm supposed to pay attention to her. Now, they will often weaponize this against you in some way, because even though they know they need your guidance, they still don't want to admit that you know something that they don't know. They still don't want to admit that you have a connection to the divine that they don't have. So that is why you have to be kind of subtle with the way that you lead, and you can't lead in the same way a man leads, because if you do, you just trigger the man's ego, and then he's gonna fight against you, and you're gonna end up being alone and old, how these women end up, where they were too firm, they were trying too hard to be the leader the way a man is, and so men are repelled by that, right? So that's why you have to understand that you are more powerful than words. You are more powerful than actions. You don't need to be right. You don't need him to agree with you. You just need to know your worth. You just need to know what the answer is, what the right way is. And when you have that confidence within yourself, you don't fight with anyone. You don't have to argue. You don't have to yell. They will come to you and ask you for guidance. Every powerful man has a woman guiding him. Now, a lot of the times they don't want you to know that, because once again, a man has a very strong ego and it's really hard for them to accept the facts, right? But that's why it's easy to maneuver around, because you know what triggers them and you know how to work around it and you know how to get what you want. That's where this like manipulation and dark feminine energy comes in. It's really a way to lead a man without telling him what to do, because oftentimes when you tell him what to do, it creates resistance within him. So you have to learn how to communicate in a way to where you're not necessarily demanding things. You're more so just communicating your expectations. But I'll tell you right now, the work starts from inside. So if you're not building that confidence from the inside out, you can say, okay, I'm supposed to guide you. I'm supposed to lead you. And he's going to laugh in your face. He's going to be like, psh, yeah, all right, you... your life is a mess. You're not going to guide me, woman. Okay? And oftentimes, you know, there's a lot of these women that turn to men for guidance because they are a mess. So if you are that type of woman, then you need to work on yourself first, because you can't guide anyone if you can't have your own life together and if you don't have your own confidence within yourselves. So if you're surrounded by men that are trying to humble you or trying to make you think that you're not capable or trying to control you in some way, they're actually using you, they're actually draining your energy, and when they're done with you, they're gonna throw you to the side and find someone else. Or they're gonna keep you, but then they're gonna cheat on you and get that feeling from other people, right? You don't want to be in that position. A man that is not being guided by a woman, that doesn't respect a woman, that doesn't know his place, he's very dangerous. And that is where you get men that are addicted to bad habits, addicted to substances, addicted to cheating, addicted to all these things that aren't healthy. And it's because they don't have that understanding within themselves that yes, they are powerful, but they also need to respect and honor the woman in their life. So by stepping into your power and knowing who you are and knowing your position in this world, you help yourself, but you also help the men. Because like I said, they don't want to admit that they need your help, but they do. They really do need your help. And you can see the evidence all around you. They are here to execute and lead within the guidance that you've given them, okay? But if you're not able to give them that guidance because you are not empowered and you are not confident, then both of you are gonna be a mess. Both of you are gonna have a bad relationship and it's gonna be toxic. So the first step is accepting who you actually are. And you are a goddess. You are a visionary. You are a true leader. So you have to stop looking outside of yourself for validation. You have to stop looking outside of yourself for someone to tell you what to do, because there's no one that can. You are that one. Okay? Or ask another woman for help that is tapped into her confidence and is empowered. But do not look to men to validate you. Do not look to men to guide you, because most of the time, they're not going to be able to guide you in the way that you want to be guided. Now, of course, there's always exceptions to the rules. I'm sure there are some men out there who do have a higher perspective and do have the ability to be empathetic and lead others. But if what I've been talking about in this video interests you or intrigues you, then chances are it applies to you and you need to step into that power within yourself. If you're still watching this video, go ahead and drop a thumbs up emoji in the comments so I know who's a real one and who's still here with me. Quick announcement, I'm actually creating an affirmations card deck. I know a lot of you have been asking for that because you love my affirmations and you want like a physical thing where you can read them every day. So let me know in the comments if you want to learn more about that. I'm super excited about it. I love designing things and I know that this isn't going to be the first deck I create. I'm probably going to create so many more things, but I have to start somewhere, okay? I love you. I'll see you in the next video. Bye. Mwah. Thank you.